On Friday, I went to Edinburgh to a friend's wedding. About a week ago and a half, it was sunny, the weather was lovely. He took his fiance to the beach. They had barbecue. And before leaving, that hot substance was put aside when they were clearing the things. So his fiance, by mistake, stepped on that hot substance and all the skin was burned. Now you can imagine preparing the wedding a week and a half away. She was in terrible pain. So they are really good Christians, disciples. They have a strong faith. But the pain was terrible. We were praying for a miracle. And when I got there, I had in my spirit to share with my friend what Andrew shared with me the day we were going to London to a church that invited us in London. I think it was last year, to Pastor Ogie's church. He shared with me the difference between happiness and the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Amen. How we have to move not by happiness, which depends on happy event, but we have to move by the joy of the Lord. Amen. And that the difference between us and those who don't believe in the Lord. So I shared that with him. And I told him, the miracle we're praying for, either the Lord will restore that lost skin, because he is able to do that, or the Lord will fill her with the joy of the Holy Spirit, the joy of the Lord. Due to the pains that she was feeling, the program they made before that pain was to leave the evening party at 10:30. But being pragmatic, the possibility was there to leave earlier, maybe 8:30, because rationally she will be in pain. So we prayed that Friday night. From the time she entered the church, she was all smiling till 10:30, when she left the party hall. She was still smiling. So the joy of the Lord filled her spirit, her heart, and the Lord took away the pain that she was suffering from. We believe in a real God. I want to emphasize two things. The first one, Ken said here that we don't have all answers, but we have a responsibility. And Bill, talking about all the many questions that we all have, he mentioned that we have only to trust in the Lord. So combining the two, although we don't have all the answers, one of our responsibility is to trust in the Lord. He's the one who has all the answers. The devil will trouble our minds when we are looking for all the answers. But since we belong to him, when we ask ourselves those questions and we don't have the answer, our responsibility is, Bill, what you said is so true. Let us trust him. We cannot deny his love for us. In spite of all the pains you felt since your childhood, today you know him. You cannot deny his love for you. All the struggles, the trials that we're going through, day in, day out, we know him, and his love has changed our lives. He's real. Yes, we don't have answers to all these problems. Let's continue to trust him. Even when we are suffering, let us trust him. And that's what the couple did. They didn't have an answer. Maybe they are the first couple that had the wedding dance on the wheelchair. She stood up just for a minute or two for the sake of the photographs and just to move a little bit. And then the rest of the dance was on the wheelchair. They took the, the exchange of vows and, they were sitting down, both of them. So it was out of normal, but the joy of the Lord was manifested in them. In spite of, it was good enough to make them miserable. That, Lord, where are you? Now, this lady I'm talking about, she's 35 years old. She started serving the Lord when she was so young. And she continued to trust in him. Up to that age, entered this marriage virgin at 35. There are not so many out there in today's world. And with that kind of investing her whole life to the Lord, and the very day she ever dreamt of comes, she burned her foot. She can blame God, say, where are you? Is it the way you are rewarding me? But the Lord knows what he was doing. And all of us were joyful in that event. Well, I went back where I was hosted. I told this couple that hosted me what happened. And the lady told me, yeah, she might be under painkillers. So her joy is the fruit of the painkillers. And I said, no, it was the joy of the Lord. So I really encourage all of us, in all our questions, let us continue to trust the Lord. He's not being naive. He's not being fanatic. It's the reality. Because if we have all the answers, as human beings, we'll play God. We'll become like God. I have all the answers. Why should I listen to Grace? If she wants to rebuke me, I won't listen to her. I know best. I have all the answers. But stuck in without those answers, they remind me that I'm still a human being. Even though God can use me, even though I can do this or that, but I'm still a human being. I need him, the master of all answers. Be encouraged, be strengthened, and be blessed.